This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
97 won the ticket. Happy opening day, everybody. Also, the opener of the Sweet 16. Rico?
Just for you, Rieger.
Sounds so much like Adam Sandler.
Rieger? Yes. You have been looking forward to the Sweet 16 since Sunday when all the teams have made it in.
You have too, right?
You've been living for this. So, Rieger?
I mean, yes. I think about it at least four times a day, probably more than sex and food.
Wow. That's way too much information. But, Rieger, how about this? Let's go down 16 games, 16 memorable games for Michigan and Michigan State. Since the year 2000.
Okay.
That happened either in the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight.
Oh, wow.
See if you can remember any of these, because I know you love one team and you hate the other.
Well, real quick. So, yeah, I mean, it's weird because I remember the teams I hate probably more than the ones I like. So these are Elite Eight or Sweet 16 games since when?
Since 2000.
All right, go ahead.
So let's start you off with an easy one, Rieger. 2013.
Yeah.
Michigan. Kansas.
Well, that was obvious. 13 points down in the end of regulation, about 3 minutes to go. And then you got it? Oh, do you got it?
Oh, no, I was just laughing. You're a sicko for all this. This
you don't
is
going to
be the
it?
Whole segment.
Oh, I thought you had the Trey Burke show.
No, I'm just enjoying the show here.
Oh.
That was one of those looks that he looked at me and said, wow, you were right with this blitz.
Okay, real quick, here's where I were.
We got 50 more games to go, Rieger.
I was at my brother's surprise 40th birthday party. My little brother, believe it or not, is a Kansas fan, goes to overtime. Michigan wins that game, goes all the way to the championship game, and then gets screwed by Patino in Louisville. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're going to have to go a little faster. When Christopher Columbus discovered America.
I apologize.
Rieger, I'm going to give you another easy one that I know.
All right, go ahead.
2023,
yeah.
Michigan State plays Kansas State.
Oh, yeah. All transfer portals, and you guys lose with that small point guard.
Yes.
Yes. And now Doug McDaniels is on that team.
98-93 in New York.
That's a great game.
22.
Heavy, you guys lost.
For the University of Michigan, 2014, Michigan defeats Tennessee 73-71.
2014, the year after they went to the national title game. I remember that game, but not as well. I believe Jordan Morgan went off in that game.
Okay. Michigan had to come back and to seal this victory.
Had to coach him.
Let's stick with Michigan. 2017. Michigan, Oregon.
Yes.
Michigan loses by one.
Yes, I remember. Sweet
16. 69-68.
That was an Oregon team that had the best shot blocking in all of college basketball. And I remember that game because Michigan almost won that game, and their point guard was...
Was that Xavier Simpson?
No. No.
Oh, that was... Was it
they
Muhammad
had a plane
Ali?
Crash that year.
Was that Muhammad Ali?
Derek Walton.
Oh, Derek Walton. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Great game. Great game. Tough loss. Tough loss.
Let's go to Michigan State. Rieger, let's see how well you can do this. 2014, Michigan State defeats Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Bennett, Virginia, 61-59.
Yeah, so I remember that game. It was on a Sunday, and I was on my way home from... No, this Sweet 16 game.
Yeah.
2014. That game's not coming to me, to tell you the truth.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you guys usually beat Virginia. You beat them one year.
Travis Trice shut down Brogdon.
Okay.
And hits the game. Basically, he hit the game-winning shot.
Who'd have thought Travis Trice would grow up to be a great NBA player?
Okay. 2009.
Yeah.
Michigan State,
mm-hmm.
Kansas.
Yeah.
In Indianapolis.
Okay.
Michigan State defeats Kansas on a Friday night, 67-62.
That was 2009, Draymond Green.
That was Kalen Lucas.
Oh, and Keith Appling was on that team, correct?
Kalen Lucas had the game-winning shot where basically he ended Kansas's dreams with an and one late in the game. Took it away. All right. See, I thought you really hated this team.
Yeah,
Rieger,
I guess not.
Let's go back to Michigan. In 2021, the Wolverines upset 4-seed Florida State in a blowout.
In Los Angeles.
I believe Leonard Hamilton was the coach.
He was, yes.
76-58.
I remember the games were in Los Angeles. They played Texas A&M in Los Angeles as well, that same tournament run. And, they went off. Mo Wagner went off. And there were so many Michigan fans there cheering him on. And I remember a lot of people thought, oh, the Florida State Bigs are just way too tough. And Michigan throttled them. Yes.
Okay. 2005.
Oh, yeah.
Michigan State, Duke. Michigan State wins 78-68 in Austin, Texas.
On a Friday night. Friday night. I remember this because you went to the Final Four that year. And I also remember this. I was covering a Pistons game. And I decided to stay in the media room at the old Palace of Auburn Hills to watch you guys and openly root against you guys. And I happened to be sitting next to two Michigan State people who were cheering for you guys. So I had to hide my animosity towards Michigan State. Yes, I was pissed that you won. Absolutely. Yeah.
We'll get back to that weekend. A little bit later on in this blitz. 2003, Michigan State takes on Steve Blake in Maryland, defeats them 60-58.
2003, so that was right after you guys had gone to the Final Four, 2 years after.
Right.
A Sweet 16 game?
Yeah. They defeated Steve Blake in Maryland, yes.
It's not coming to me.
Okay. 2000, Michigan State, Syracuse.
Oh, I hated that freaking game.
75-58 at the Palace of Auburn Hills,
okay,
which
so
is now just a parking lot.
If I'm not mistaken, that was a Thursday night game, a Thursday day game. It was Thursday, I'm pretty sure.
I believe
you held Syracuse scoreless for the last 5 minutes. And I believe you also went on to play Iowa State and Marcus Fizer. I also remember that at the Breslin Center that weekend, you got... Marcus, point guard, come on, from Michigan
Taylor.
State. Marcus Taylor, who won Mr. Basketball and won the state championship for his high school team that same weekend.
Everett.
I also remember being at Michigan State.
Kenny's like, wow, you two remember this.
Well, yes. I remember being at Michigan State, and when you guys beat Iowa State, like Jamal Tinsley was on that team, if I'm not mistaken.
You know what? We can go to that Elite Eight game.
Well, I remember being at Michigan State, and all the East Lansing police were like filing down with their sirens on because like they were worried you guys were going to burn some couches.
They didn't. They just won the national title that year. But that was one. All right, Rieger. Elite Eight, 2014, Michigan, Kentucky.
One of the most heartbreaking games of my life.
I forgot which twin ended your season.
It was one of the Harrison
year.
Twins.
Yeah.
And here's what happened on that day.
A baseline three-pointer.
Here's what happened on that day. I was at Joe Louis Arena. I was covering the Red Wings. I hated being there. Now, earlier in the day, you guys lost to UConn. I was so freaking happy. I was in the JLA media room eating Little Caesar's pizza, and you guys lost, and I was celebrating. And people are looking at me like, who's this lunatic? Then I had to go up to the booth to do the game, and the game is in the third period, hockey game. I rushed downstairs to see the end of Michigan-Kentucky. Now, this is the year after they went to the national championship game, and I got down there just in time to see the Harrison brother hit the three to end Michigan's hopes of going back to the the championship game. And I remember because Evan Jenkins, that bastard, texted me seconds after he hit the shot.
Okay. Rigger, I got three more for you.
Okay.
Because we're running short on time. I'm going to let you pick the order. One, two, or three?
Two.
Two?
Three, one.
Which one do you want?
I want two.
You want two first?
Yeah. Give me
All
two.
Right. Michigan State, 2005 against Kentucky, Elite Eight. MSU, double overtime win, 94-88.
So that was on Easter Sunday, and a kid named Sparks hit a baseline three for Kentucky to send it into overtime. I was watching the game in West Bloomfield with one of my good buddies who's a Michigan State slappy, and I was going crazy because I thought Kentucky was going to win the basketball game, and they lost.
They went back and they reviewed whether his foot was
on the line
or
right?
not.
And how did that go? It wasn't, so it was a tie.
He didn't win the game.
It
ended up going to overtime, and it wasn't for the win. All right. 2021.
Yes.
The University of Michigan versus UCLA.
Lost that game.
51-49.
That was a Michigan team that averaged about 90 a game. Franz Wagner had a last-second shot to win it. Didn't go in, but he also had the last minute to score. All Michigan had to do was get a bucket. They kept trying to take threes, and instead they ended up losing. Ironically enough, Michigan State had lost to UCLA that same year in the play-in game when Tom Izzo went after, who was the player he chased after up the tunnel? Was that Shannon Brown?
Gabe Brown.
Yeah, so, that was tough because Juwan Howard should have gone to the Final Four, and they should have beat Mick Cronin.
But he didn't.
I mean, a lot of shouldas.
Thoughts and prayers.
Is that the last one?
That is not the last one, Rigger, for you. The last one. 2019, Michigan State, Duke. MSU
of
wins the game.
Of course that's the last one.
I gave you the choice.
Kenny Goins. I was working at the time.
68-67.
Remember Dennis Fithian?
Yeah.
We used to work here at the Ticket. Him and I were doing a Sunday show before Red Wings hockey at Little Caesars Arena. And we had no TV by us. And I had it up on my computer, but it was very sketchy. It wasn't working. And the whole show we're doing against this Michigan State Duke game, that was RJ Barrett, that was, of course, Zion Williamson. And we're wondering, because we're both Michigan slappies, like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? We finally get done with the show, and we get to a TV in the concourse, and there's all these Spartan people around, and Goins hits that shot, and all you hear is, ah! And Dennis and I just snuck out of there. The two Michigan fans amongst a bunch of Michigan State fans.
That is your Jeff Rieger is pathetic Sweet 16 Blitz.
How'd I do?
You did great. 97-1.